So in a second, I'll ask Mark to switch places with you, Corey. But first, I've got to ask you, you got me intrigued. Okay, what works against KRAS?
There'll be some data at this meeting. Some of the MEK inhibitors, selumetinib, I believe, will be presented. It's in the book. It's, you know, on the thumb drive that we've all received, so it's out in the public. There's some hope that the mTOR inhibitors might have some effect. There's a randomized discontinuation trial that suggests at least some prolonged stable disease. It's not clear that any of these are going to work out. The tivatinib trial is also specifically targeting KRAS in a nested analysis. As of 2012, though, certainly no approved agent for KRAS mutation.
I'm going to ask Mark to come to the podium. Jean-Charles, you had a comment?
Yeah, I think for KRAS mutant, the standard of care is and remains chemotherapy. There is no data to suggest that chemotherapy is less efficacious in RAS mutants, so that's the standard of care.
What about the issue of predictors of response to chemotherapy? Jean-Charles, you're going to get into that in your talk later a little bit in terms of adjuvant therapy, but you know, there's a lot of excitement about novel agents, but what about just better predictors to specific chemo agents? Will next generation sequencing help in any way in this regard?
I think I'm not sure next generation sequencing is going to help. The problem is we need to move away from static expression of proteins to functional readouts of the capability of a cell to repair the DNA. So we need functional readouts of DNA repair rather than just measuring ERCC1 or PARP or BRCA1. So that's where it's going to help the field.